This is the second part of the topic of looking at how champions view training. Champions always arrive early for training. As part of their focus on maximizing training opportunities, champions always arrive for a training session before it starts. This is an index of their commitment to improvement and participation in the sport. For an athlete, it means this: regulate your schedule so that you will always arrive at practice before the start time. The intent of doing this should be to perform the maximum amount of training possible. The next feature is that champions never leave training early. In concert with the principle of maximizing training opportunities, champion athletes never leave training before it's completed. This is an index of the seriousness with which they approach practice opportunities. As an athlete, you must perform as much training as possible to approach achieving your maximum potential. You should use every opportunity that presents itself to improve. The most basic of these occasions is the total participation in training sessions. So an athlete should complete the full training sessions and do this consistently. The next factor of champions is that they try to do everything as well as possible at training. Training productivity is also affected by the quality of training responses. Champions maximize productivity by not only doing as much training as possible, but also by doing it as well as they can. Perfect practice has the greatest carryover value to the competitive setting. This is the implication for athletes. Practicing anything less than your best will lead you to practice errors and to accept poorer standards of performance. Both those features will slow down your rate of progress in the sport. You must continually set high standards for your training and competitive performances if you wish to be the very best that you can be. Practicing less than your best makes it easier to quit or ease off in a competitive situation, a feature that will rapidly lead to your being dissatisfied with your sporting experience. The higher the standards that you set for your performances at training, the greater will be the opportunity for you to improve. The seventh feature of champions, as related to athletes, is your training efforts should be such that it occasionally causes you to feel grouchy and want to work alone. Champions train with an intensity that hovers around the maximum level that can be tolerated. They quite often become overtired because of their enthusiasm to perform intense quality work. The first symptoms of excessive fatigue usually are reduced social competence and ability to cope with social challenges. Thus, being grouchy, such as snapping at others, arguing, saying cutting remarks, and preferring to withdraw and train on one's own, are symptoms of fatigue that result from an excessive but not necessary zeal for training. By flirting with the fine line of maximum benefit, maximum improvements are possible. Since training sessions vary in content, it is possible to overestimate the effort needed to satisfactorily complete a section of a program. That leads to a large proportion of training responses being optimal, with also some being excessive. Greater recovery periods or rest are usually sufficient to rebound from exaggerated responses. However, if the overburdens are allowed to continue, an athlete could quickly become overtrained. Champions seem to be able to sense when they're overly tired and often initiate lighter training sessions to promote recovery before it becomes too dangerous. But the point is, the champions do train as hard as they possibly can within the degree of maximal tolerance. For an athlete, this is what it means. In keeping with the theme of champion athletes practicing to maximize training effects that can be achieved, you should attempt to perform as much good training as possible at practices. A sign of whether you're approaching the maximum level will be occasional times when you want to train alone and are not as sociable as you normally might be. To summarize this section on training, Champion athletes train and practice with the highest quality and quantity of work they can tolerate. They exhibit full participation and do not seek opportunities to do less work than they can handle. An integral part of the training experience is the gathering of feedback about performances, as well as being highly productive. The intensity and seriousness with which practices are completed occasionally lead the champion to be momentarily overtrained. Being aware of when that state is reached and exerting appropriate self-control to allow extra recovery or rest to occur to return to normal is a feature that should be mastered by all serious athletes. This completes the discussion of how champions think and act with regard to their training.